Fans, we have a special segment coming up brought to us by Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek and Nation's Giant Hamburgers. This past winter, Bill King, legendary Bay Area broadcaster, received the highest honor given to a baseball broadcaster when he received the Ford C. Frick Award for Excellence in Broadcasting from the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. Bill King began his career behind the mic during World War II with the Armed Forces Radio Network, recreating games for the troops. Bill brought games to life with his lively phrases and use of language, perhaps best remembered for the exclamation, "Holy Toledo!" when a particularly wild event happened. Bill began his Bay Area career in 1958, joining Russ Hodges and Lon Simmons on the original Giants broadcast. Over his six-decade career, Bill described the action of the championship seasons of the Warriors, Raiders, and Athletics. Bill King meant the world to me. When I started my show in 1998, he was always there to give me encouragement, but most of all, respect for the work I was doing, interviewing those connected to the game while chronicling the oral history of baseball on a daily basis. Bill's door was always open to me. He was a dear friend, and I miss him every time I walk into the ballpark. His passing in 2005 was one of my saddest days, but what a life he lived. Bill's love of opera and ballet. Bill was an accomplished and wonderful artist, an expert in Russian history, a voracious reader, and an accomplished sailor. Those were just some of his loves away from the park. I'm thrilled to play for you some of my conversations with Bill over the years. Just hearing his voice makes my day. He never wasted a word, and his use of language is unsurpassed. Now here's Bill King talking some baseball with me. Holy Toledo!
Well, Marty, it's funny, you know, now that I've had 23 of them with the A's, and one that is unforgettable was, of course, the 81 season, and that was the rebirth of the Athletics under the Haas family, the year of Billy Ball. That season opened on the road, and the A's swept four at Minnesota and swept four at Anaheim. Mike Norris won the opener at Minnesota, but the opener I remember is the home opener, because here they came home 8-0. And, of course, at this point, there had been huge publicity about the new ownership and the manner in which they'd gone about it. They were really totally rebuilding an organization which had been so depleted as far as staff and things like that. And on opening night, it was a Friday night at the Coliseum, the ballpark was just brilliant and gleaming and pristine because they'd done a refurbishment of the stadium at the Coliseum. And so the setting was ideal. And there was a starry-eyed quality about it all. And the A's went out and they massacred the Seattle Mariners by a score of 16-5. Coincidentally, that was the Major League debut of David Henderson. Hendu was playing as a rookie with the Mariners, and he had his first Major League home run that night in their one-sided loss. After the game, I remember Roy Eisenhardt, who was the president of the ball club, came into the booth, and his eyes were just glistening as he looked out at the field and reflected on the ninth consecutive victory, and now the sprinklers had been turned on, the ballpark was empty, the grass was green, and it appeared that the sky was the limit for that A's ball club.
What is it about opening night that's so special for everybody?
I guess it's a rebirth. It's also the spring, and of course, the spring in itself is a season of rebirth, baseball or otherwise. And I think that's what it amounts to. And even the teams who you know are not going to finish well often come out of spring training with perhaps unwarranted but nonetheless sincere optimism about what this season is going to bring to them. If I may add one other opening night that I remember too, and that was when Milwaukee opened with the A's, and I think it was 1984. Caldwell pitched for Milwaukee, the left-hander, you remember? Ricky Henderson got aboard in the bottom of the first inning. Caldwell threw 13 times to first base before he pitched the first pitch to Duane Murphy. And the fans were hooting and hollering. I remember what a strange start to a season.
What about 1990? Because the team won the World Championship in 89, going into that opening day.
The biggest thing I remember about that is the raising of the World Championship flag. Because after 88... and the upset at the hands of the Dodgers, Tony La Russa had told Walter Haas, "Walter, we owe you one." And they stood side by side at home plate and watched that flag rise to the top of the flagstaff. And he turned and he said, "Walter, we got it for you."
Maybe one of the greatest opening days ever, Bob Feller, a no-hitter. I don't think that'll ever be duplicated.
It was, what, 1940, I believe, against the White Sox. Feller, of course, when you have a premier pitcher like that, as in today's game, people like Randy Johnson, for example, and they pitch opening day, there's always that tremendous anticipation that something very special could happen because they're capable of that. Most unique, perhaps, of all opening days from the standpoint of the A's is concerned is the fact that they opened their season in Las Vegas in 1996, a home game, a home series, in fact, a home stand of a week long with Toronto and the Detroit Tigers. Under the new ownership, of course, that was their first game, and it was an unhappy beginning in a sense because they were forced out of the Coliseum by the rebuilding that was going on to reconfigure it to football. But here was that night in Las Vegas, of all places, a home run friendly ballpark, and who starts but Carlos Reyes. That's probably about one of your most notable upsets among starters for any opening game of the season.
Thanks, Bill.
My pleasure, Marty. Let's see where we are 162 from now.